Morning, everybody.
Morning.
Weather's changing a little bit, huh?
Yeah.
Hot. Yeah, I told the young guys I better go out and get a coat because it's going to change. Just in terms of Cincinnati, you know, I know Marvin. I've known Marvin for a long time. We worked together in Baltimore when he first got named the defense coordinator. I think that was 1996. And just watched him and talked to him throughout the years, really. Like the things that he does, and one of the trademarks of Marvin's teams, or him as a defense coordinator and him as a head coach, has been the turnovers they've been able to generate in terms of his giveaway takeaway ratio. It's about plus 38, which is one of the highest in the NFL for any head coach since 2003. And then you look at the points they've generated off that, and then their record when they've been plus in the turnover ratio. I think it's 33-5-1, and that's a lot of focus on that area, and obviously a lot of results in that area. I think defensively, it's a very aggressive front seven. Done a good job stopping the run. They've done a good job with controlling the points, and they've increased the amount of pressure on the quarterback, leading the NFL in sacks with Odom having seven of those, with Mike Zimmer, he's always had some creative pressure packages. Offensively, I think they're doing a really good job running the ball, watching Cedric Benson over the last couple of years, playing him last year and watching him this year. I think he's done a really nice job, the offensive line, the tight ends, the running backs, and that's apparent in his average, about a 4.5-yard average, and that's something that they've improved on. Obviously have the ability to create big plays at any point with Ocho Cinco, with Carson. I know Lavernius from New York. Really, really respect him, really like him. One of the toughest people I've ever been around. Just physically tough, mentally tough, intensely competitive. Don't know some of the other guys there as well, but just knowing LC and what he brings to the team, it's a really good package. And then on teams, I've also known Darren Simmons for a long time. Knew his uncle from when he was here with Jerry. And Darren's a creative guy. And then done a nice job in the punt return game. Quan Crosby, his average 16 plus yards, a 60-yarder against Green Bay. They've also had a couple of fakes that have been successful. So we definitely understand that he'll create some challenges, not just with personnel, but with scheme, and something that we have to be able to be ready for and respond to. With the starting quarterback, Derek will start this week, and I think that he gives us, I think he did a nice job with the third down conversions last week, which is an area that obviously we need to improve, and I think that'll also help us defensively being able to sustain drives. And he's done a nice job since I've been with him. And it was he worked hard throughout the process and made a lot of progress throughout the process. The time when I made the decision with Brady was based on the information I had, and really giving Derek this opportunity is something I think has the potential to help us offensively. So with that, I'll open up to questions. Well, in talking to Brady, I think the most important thing that I express, and similar to talking to Derek initially, is the importance to continue to improve and to continue to work at the same level that you did when you were the starter. And I thought Derek did a nice job of when I asked him to do that, and I expect Brady to do the same, and he's an intensely competitive guy. He's a very mature guy. He's a team guy, and I don't expect anything less from him.
Will the offense change?
I don't think it'll change dramatically. I think that you always look at what guys like, and with the offense, with the defense, there's feedback from the players on things that they feel comfortable with, things that they like, and it's a process. So sometimes to draw some stuff up late at night that looks really good at that point, and it's not so good. And you want to be able to have that feedback from the players, and it's important. And especially at the quarterback position, you want there to be a comfort level with the things that you're doing, and it is a cumulative effort between both sides.
Are you concerned that maybe with this move, pulling Brady, that players are uptight right now, afraid to make mistakes, afraid to take chances out there because of repercussions?
No, I think that what everybody is working at is to put their best foot forward, is to make a case for why they should play more, and to make sure that they're always making a case for why they should maintain the position that they have. And I think that's always important, to have the ability to improve your situation on any team, whether it's a practice squad guy being able to get elevated, whether it's a guy that has been inactive being able to get active, and you want to always keep that as an opportunity, because that helps with the competition, and guys understand, hey, if I improve the things I need to improve, I've got a chance to get more playing time or to change my status.
Position on a game-by-game basis at this point, or how long does Derek have to...
Really, Tony, what I'm looking for is for us to be able to improve offensively, and I'm not by any stretch saying it's been all Brady. That's not the case at all. I just think that Derek did some things that were positive, and we need to improve in that area, and I think he can help us improve in that area, and that's really what the decision is based on.
Did Brady try to fight for the job when he met you?
It was, with any of those meetings, it's a discussion, and the discussions are ongoing with all players, and you talk through things, and you explain things, and there's give and take, but I made the decision, and he's like I said, a mature, competitive guy, and anybody who's intensely competitive wants to always be on the field, and that's what you want to happen. You want guys to not be resigned to where they are, and you want guys to also understand what they can do to improve, and then you want guys to, while they're doing that, to be supportive of everybody everybody who's part of the team.
Quarterback's number one job is to take care of the ball. How did you factor in Anderson's interceptions?
Well, that's something that we need to improve on overall, and I wouldn't just limit that to the quarterback position. We put the ball on the ground in other spots as well, and you have to protect the football consistently. It's a lot like we talk about tackling defensively. There's certain techniques and certain things that you do fundamentally which help you in that. And it's the same thing with protecting the football, how you hold it, where you hold it, the decisions that you make, the decision whether or not to try to squeeze it in there or to throw it away and move on to the next play. And you always want to make good decisions, because the turnover rate in any game is extremely important, and it's especially important in this game, and that's something that you can improve on.
I'm sure,
Eric, you're shocked or whatever about the way the offense has gone these first three games. So what do you think is the underlying reason it's been so bad?
I think there's a lot of areas, Jeff, that we can do better at. And you can't turn over the ball on the 9-yard line. You can't let an opportunity to pick up 20 yards, pass you by where you don't look the ball into the tuck. You can't make errors that either in identification or execution. Those things are things that we can improve. And I think that from a scheme perspective, we can improve things as well. And that's something that we're constantly working on. But there's a lot of places and correctable places that we can get better.
How much in this decision was based on the fact that with Derek you might be able to get yards in bigger chunks and stretch the defense a little bit more than what Brady has at least shown so far?
Well, it's more about just consistently being able to move the ball, and as I said, it's not all Brady, and it's something I thought Derek did a pretty nice job of in a difficult situation, being down 20-0 against a defense like Baltimore's, and we're able to convert some third downs, and that's an area that we haven't converted very much on, and that helps play complementary football, helps keep the offense on the field, the defense off the field, and obviously the turnovers are something that we have to eliminate.
You discussed the change with Randy and explain the reasons for it.
Randy and I pretty much talk every day and explain, you know, the decisions that are being made and talk through things with him. And he's a great sounding board. And, you know, throughout this process, which it is a process, there's a lot of things that you got to plan for. And you got to plan for the short term, you got to plan for the long term, and you got to, with any transition, there's difficulty. And it's important to keep moving those things forward and to understand the ultimate goal, which is to build both short-term and long-term. And Randy is great about that, and he's a great sounding board for me.
Randy's been a part of the organization, albeit not the owner per se until Al died, but he's lived through all the failed first-round picks. And my guess, and maybe some of this informed your conversation, would have been that he wanted Quinn to get a full shot because of the heavy investment in him. How much did that aspect come into play before the regular season started this year, as to Quinn being a first round pick who needs to be given a shot, and how much of a factor is that now?
Well, I think you saw throughout the competition, everything was fairly laid out, and at that point made the decision we made based on the information that we had. And what you're looking to do is always try to make the best decisions based on the information that you have. And this is a new coaching staff. It's a new group. It's a new year, and there's a lot of things that are going to take time, and there's a process that goes through to creating a team that obviously is successful short term, and an organization that's successful long term.
How was it received? And you told the players one and two, if you did, how was it received in terms of, you know, there could be the perception, hey, he already yanked the guy just 2.5 weeks into the season, or is it, you know, hey, coach is doing everything we can to put us in a position to win a football game?
Well, that's something that we've talked about since day one, is the importance of everybody doing everything they can to try to win the games each week. And the concept of being able to take a step back and really analyze what you can do to improve your contribution to the team, and the importance of always looking internally first. And that'll help you as a player, it'll help you as a coach, and it'll help us as a team. And that's the only objective. That's always the objective, is to keep trying to move forward. And being a part of this, different places, different times, different roles, it's something that takes time, and it's something that you have to be diligent and consistent with. And you have to create a culture that can last for long.
Here, switching subjects, could you talk about why the Browns did not play Amal Lugo? You had four chances to draft him and chose not.
Well, you know, when you go through the draft, Jeff, you look at the players that are available, and you look at the players that you have, where you have them rated. And you also look at, you take into account the things that you need. And being able to improve the wide receiver depth was something that was important at that point, and I spent a lot of time with Ray at USC, liked him, obviously watched him play, and I think that he'll be successful and he'll continue to grow as a player.
Can I ask this question?
There were reports that he had these an AA and all that, and that he had some issues. Did that make you back off?
We do our checks on every player and thorough with that, and Lou does a really nice job in that area. In terms of any specifics about any player in the draft, that's not something that I I'm going to talk about. But I know spending time with Ray and getting to know him, he's an intense competitor and he's a good person, and I enjoyed that time with him.
Quarterbacks, could you make other personnel changes
this week? Well, you're going to look, or we're going to look at anything that we can do to improve, and just in getting back to the answer from the earlier questions, I think each week there's potential to switch some things around because of how guys work, how they practice, how they fit into the plan, so I think that's something that has potential each week.
Bill Dawson and Jamal Stanton,
well, I think with all those guys, Phil, Jamal, Rex, Floyd, you're always optimistic going into the week, but you really have to go through the week and see where we are, and we're a week further along. So, hopefully we'll continue to progress. I know they're all doing everything we ask them to do in terms of the rehab, and once they're ready, we'll be excited to have them.
How frustrating is it to have to use two roster spots on kickers?
It's not the perfect scenario, and had really the same situation last year where Mike Nugent got hurt on the opening kickoff against Miami and carried two kickers for quite a while just to give him an opportunity to get over his injury. It's not the perfect scenario, but it's just what you're facing, so you have to deal with it.
In the Baltimore game, why you ran a quarterback sneak on first down in the second quarter?
Really, it wasn't. What we're trying to do there is they had 12 guys in the field, so you're trying to snap the ball quickly enough to catch them with 12 guys in the field, and it's something that over the course of time done multiple times, and it's been very successful. You know, a lot of teams do that, whether it's personnel changes. Some teams will roll defensive linemen. Some teams will just sub when you have the same personnel group on. Key thing is to be able to get in there, get lined up, and get it snapped before they have the chance to get it off. So it really wasn't a called play. It was more of an attempt to get them with 12 on the field.
Wouldn't you run a play just rather than just a fall bounce? Why not do a post?
Well, the quickest thing, Tony, is to just get up, snap it, and go. I'm sure you've seen it 1,000 times with Peyton Manning. He's one of the best at it that I've ever seen. Teams do it quite a bit. It slows down substitutions. It takes advantage of some things that you have. But the quickest way to get it is get up, snap it, and go.
First interception on third down. What was the route that Braylon was running there?
The exact called pattern, not sure. It's more of a shorter type route. We have hitches, stops, nines. It could have been either one of those. The route depth there is about 4 or 5 yards different, but same concept. And not really something you want against a rolled up corner.
Today, the quarterback change and trying to get this offense job started, flipping the coin to the defense. I mean, you had three players walk into the end zone on you Sunday pretty much untouched. What changes or what can you do to kind of, it looked bad, just watching it. What do you do to maybe try and, keep people from walking into the end zone on you?
Yeah, that's nothing that's designed, and it's nothing that's accepted, and it's nothing that's expected. being able to play coordinated defense and understand where your help is, how you fit in the running game. You know, one was a pressure where you need to set the edge on the pressure. And when you're bringing everybody up inside and the defensive backs are committed, if you don't set that edge, if you don't have that firm, you got no chance. It's you got no chance on it. Nothing is worse than watching someone walk into the end zone or watching someone fair catch a touchdown. Either one of them is painful and unacceptable, and it's all about playing good, coordinated, sound defense. You know, it's the same thing with missed tackles. You know, an 8-yard run shouldn't go for 60 when you have opportunities, and you have to be able to get that player down. And if you can't get him down, you got to be able to at least leverage him to a point where someone else has an opportunity, or you've got to be able to give ground. Sometimes you'll see it on screens where there's a blocker and you don't want to go up and give one for one and just sacrifice yourself. You got to give ground to allow the other players to get there. That's got to improve.
One more, guys.
Does this offense play more to Anderson's strengths than to Quinn's? And does your philosophy, does Brian's philosophy play more to Anderson's strengths?
You know, there's been a lot of different quarterbacks that have played in this offense and been successful. Whether it's Favre, Brady, Chad, right on down the line, the other Brady. So I think that it has the ability to accommodate a lot of different styles of play, a lot of different types of quarterbacks. The important thing is understanding, you know, what the goal is each play. And the other thing I'll say is things are not catered to, but there's feedback throughout the process to get to the point where there's the highest comfort level for whichever quarterback you have in the game. And I wouldn't say that we're the only team that does that. Most teams take that approach. Is if you change quarterbacks or if you have a different quarterback playing the system, you want to understand the things that they do well, the things that they like, and make sure that it's a very interactive process.